Lasting Media.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm JP.
I'm JD.
And I'm D-Rock.
And you're listening to the only whiskey podcast dedicated to blind tastings under $50.
We go past the labels and beyond the marketing to vote on our favorite pours without bias or breaking the bank.
Welcome to the Blue Collar Bourbon Show. Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
How are we doing?
Wonderful.
I'm all right. I made it through one holiday. Got another one to go.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That's what we've yes. come to.
I know.
One down, one to go.
You're kind of rubbing off on me, JD. Your whole Bah Humbug thing.
With the birthday? Yeah.
Kind of taking that to heart now.
Oh, that's funny. So how was it? How was Thanksgiving?
It's great. Busy.
Yeah? Busy?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had sick kids the whole week. So it wasn't, I'll leave it there. It just wasn't.
It wasn't.
So, yeah, in between the holidays, so excitement's in the air. We've got 12 Days of Christmas bonus episodes coming out.
Do our listeners know about that?
No.
We haven't told anybody about that, have we?
Did I just leak it?
I think you did.
Exclusive. Yeah. There you go.
Spoiler alert.
All this month, we're doing bonus episodes.
Our Patreon supporters are giving us pours.
Oh, that's fun.
Nice.
So we should have 12 different pours, which we will do in 4 different settings.
Yeah.
For a bonus for every Friday in December.
And then we'll do a Patreon exclusive where we try all 12 in one sitting.
Yeah. So. We could do that. maybe after Christmas is over.
Just January, we just fall off the radar.
Take a whole month to recuperate.
Oh, man. So, yeah, it's getting colder. There's a chill in the air.
Yeah. You got your decorations up?
They're getting there. We're getting there. I'm always late on the Christmas tree thing. Are you guys like early Christmas tree guys?
I'm not. I know D-Rock is.
Yeah, I've been up like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Really?
2 or 3 weeks, yeah.
Man.
I think we're going this week to get our tree. Nice. We're like hybrid right now, though. Mm-hmm. Like we have all Christmas inside, but still fall on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
There's still pumpkins on the porch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right.
But all the Christmas is up on the inside.
I love it.
It's just a transitional thing here.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. Well, whose turn was it to bring today?
Surprise. It was me. Well, not really my turn.
This is like a thing now, I guess. D-Rock just goes 2 times in a row?
I guess.
All right. It's not even his birthday.
I know.
No, but it's Christmas. It's my favorite.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Yeah, that's
all right.
It.
We're going to have to call this the D-Rock Bourbon Show.
This is D-Rock's jingle.
Yeah. Let me just take over December and just bring them all?
Sure.
All right, there you go.
It sounds like a boring December to me.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
All right.
Will this be a boring episode?
I mean, I've kind of just given up at this point with D-Rock. But it's a good thing. It's just like I give up because we're just going to have good stuff.
Well, you hope.
Vanillas, caramels, under $50. I like it.
A lot of oak. Okay.
Yeah, oak. Charred oak. Right down the middle.
We'll see.
Mr. Consistent.
See. All right.
All right.
Shall we?
Let's do A.
A.
Hmm. Kind of smells like a rye.
You think?
I think so.
You're getting a little spice?
I'm getting the tea thing. The mint thing.
The minty tea.
Yeah, I'm getting mint.
Yeah, there's a slight mint.
Hmm.
I was getting some kind of fruit note. I can't quite peg it. D-Rock, you got nosing notes?
I do.
A little bit of raisin.
These aren't official, but this says, are we ready for fall yet?
These are official or not?
Not.
Oh, okay.
I think we might be. The early mornings hold a slight chill, and this whiskey brings some of those scents. Granny Smith apples, fresh tobacco, like smelling an unlit cigarette, and raisins.
Oh, raisins. There you go.
Yeah.
I said that.
Apples, for sure. Yeah.
An unlit cigarette.
Is it an unlit candy cigarette? Or?
Yeah.
I'm okay with that, because that's actually a smell.
Yeah.
And I know what that smells like.
An unlit cigarette?
Sure.
When did you have an unlit cigarette in your nose?
What? I didn't stick one in my nose.
Give context, guys, some context.
You know, back in the day when we were doing the whole rock and roll thing, smoked a few cigarettes in my day.
All right. Yeah.
You put the cigarette in your mouth before you light it. Uh-huh. There's a scent to it before.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that what this smells like?
Opening up a fresh pack of cigarettes kind of thing.
Yeah. I can see that, but I think that's where the minty thing is coming from. It's almost like maybe there's a menthols.
These are menthols. Yeah.
All right, let's just go for it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Got a hint of Newports on that one.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Newport. Menthol chilled. Remarkably refreshing taste.
Maybe Camel.
Okay. Yeah, tasting notes seem right in line with nosing notes.
It's a little thin.
I do get apple.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of apple.
Yeah, but their tasting notes are just horrible. So.
Okay.
I don't know.
It just says a little spice and a little fire.
Mm-mm. That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. They were so specific on the nosing notes.
I know.
They used them all up on the nosing notes. All right. Is this over or under $25?
This is over.
It's got a nice bite to it. It's pretty simple, not very complex. I enjoy it. So for me, it's going to come down to price.
Hmm. So you know what he has to do. If it comes down to price, he's got to find out.
He's got to.
We know it's over.
Not doing the tri-scale stuff.
We're not on a tri-scale.
We're not on that part yet.
Oh, so you guys got rid of the tri-scale.
No, we're just not there yet.
We're on the price scale.
You know what? It's the holidays. What the hell?
It's the holidays. What the hell? Okay.
I'm buying it.
Oh.
One holiday down, one to go.
Okay.
I'm going to need all of this I can get, so sign me up. It's going to hurt me a little if it's closer to 50 than it is 25.
Okay. But
I ain't scared. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah, I'm not terribly excited about it.
Hmm.
I think I'm just a try.
Where you at?
Two and a half.
Okay.
Middle of the road.
All right.
Oh, man. What about this?
Okay. All right. Okay. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Context.
Caveat.
Is this worthy enough to buy for Santa for Christmas?
Ooh.
No.
Okay.
Really?
I'm not going to buy another bottle for Santa. I got plenty of bottles. I'll just pour him some very old Barton.
Wow. The guy just brought all the gifts for the family and you give him some VOB?
He's traveling all night.
What's wrong with very old Barton?
Wow.
Nothing.
Yeah, very old Barton I would give to the Santa that D-Rock rents.
Wow.
Okay.
But for actual Santa, I'd get that. So.
All right. No, I'm going to try.
Okay.
Middle of the road.
I'm at a little higher on the tri-scale than you, but I'm going to try.
Okay. You're an enthusiastic try.
Yeah.
Okay.
About a 3.5 maybe.
You know, the more...
3.75 maybe.
Oh.
The more you enhance the tri-scale, the less apt you're going to be to buy something.
Not necessarily.
No, that's not true.
No.
That's not true. I mean, theoretically, the tri-scale has been there the whole time.
Yeah.
It's subconsciously been there the whole time. We're just now verbalizing it.
Oh, man. All right. Two tries and a buy.
Okay.
All right.
Is it a major?
No.
It's a craft.
I wouldn't say craft.
AAA.
Yes.
Means nothing.
Solid AAA. You might even say it's a major league, but I'm going to say it's solid AAA.
All right.
Kentucky.
No.
Tennessee.
Yes.
Hmm.
Proof is 90?
94.
Is this new?
This is new.
Out of Nashville?
No.
Westerner than Nashville?
No.
Is it distilled?
Easterner.
Is it distilled and produced out of Tennessee?
It is distilled and produced, two separate companies.
Both in Tennessee?
Both in Tennessee, from what I've gathered.
So Columbia is distilling it? Or Tennessee distilling?
We don't know.
You don't know? Okay.
Does this place even have a distillery built yet?
They've got a location. Yeah, you could visit it. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've got a location.
you can visit it. Yes,
do they have a still or not?
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Yes or no?
I don't know. I mean, I think so.
He's going to plead the fifth.
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I'm going to say yes.
That they have a still.
Yes, I'm going to say yes.
But they're not distilling it.
No.
Yet.
Correct.
But they're distilling something.
Yes.
Okay.
What is the price?
$44.99.
I mean, could is this the company distilling stuff?
Yes, it is the company distilling stuff. Yes.
And I'm assuming he's saying they do have a location because
they
technically do have a location.
Yeah.
And he does have a still.
Yeah. Not an operation.
That's what I'm going with.
Yeah.
This is company distilling. Their first official offering.
Okay.
Sign me up. Lock me in. Yeah, it's company.
All right. Well, one of you bought it. One of you tried it. I tried it. 94 proof all the way from Eastern Tennessee.
Uh-huh.
From Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
That's not on track.
No.
It is the James Owenby Tennessee Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
Okay.
From Old Smoky Mountain Moonshine.
Oh, got okay.
Oh, wait. So Old Smoky's doing a bourbon now?
Yes.
Interesting.
It is Tennessee. I thought this would be MGP, but upon further research, it does say
Tennessee Straight Bourbon Whiskey.
There's a story on the back, but my eyes are too bad, so I'm not going to read it.
Shall we?
Let's do it.
That is pretty hard to read. Charcoal filtered using the Lincoln County process and aged in American Virgin Charred Oak Barrels, James Ownby Reserve Tennessee Straight Bourbon Whiskey. That's a mouthful. Is a rich, warm, deep caramel, easy sipping spirit with a distinctly southern soul. Named to honor the founding father of my family, one of the original settlers of Tennessee, who beat back the British in the Battle of Kings Mountain and faithfully fought for freedom as an overmountain man. An overmountain man? As an overmountain man. Overmountain man. Overmountain is one word. What it?
Overmountain.
Overmountain man. In the Revolutionary War. This treasured family secret is now my pleasure to share with you. Signed, Joe Baker, co-founder of Old Smoky Distillery. He's James Ownby's fifth great-grandson.
Wow. The website says, under moonlight, over mountains, by the dancing light of the stars, lived a man by the name of Ownby. He raised a glass and raised the bar. Mm. That's nice. A little limerick.
Yep. Yep. He's an overmountain man.
Yes.
Overmountain. Overmountain.
So it's a cool bottle. I mean, it's a heavy bottle. It's
a beautiful bottle.
Yeah.
Great branding.
Yeah.
Decent whiskey.
I have a feeling it's got to be. You think it's Dickel? Or you think it's... Now that we know.
No, yeah, let's...
It could be Tennessee Distilling.
I think it's Tennessee Distilling.
That doesn't have a Dickel thing to it.
No, it doesn't.
It's...
It doesn't have that peanut thing.
Mm-mm.
What's the mash bill? It seems like there's...
I could not find a mash bill.
Like a high rye or something.
It's got a little spice right up front. It's got that minty thing. Nothing on the bottle about mash. All right. We see you, Old Smoky.
I didn't leave you stray. It was East Tennessee. They've got a still.
Yeah,
they do
right.
The whatever it's White Lightning, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's true.
You can visit it.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. It's a good one. Off to a good start.
Yeah.
No surprise.
So for context, JD, you still buy and stand a bottle at $45?
Because
you said it came down to price for you.
I mean, if I'm taking the tour, you know, if East Tennessee, it's a whole thing. You know, I'll overpay a little bit.
It's Old Smoky's first offering of bourbon.
For their first bourbon offering, man, hats off.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, this definitely competes with other Tennessee whiskeys.
Yeah. Not doing it blind, I'd probably buy it just because of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But unbiased blind, it was a solid try.
Yeah.
And this is their first out of the gate.
That's the first out of the gate.
Yeah, off to a great start.
Cool. All right. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
B.
Now is this his trash? Or is he going middle of the road again?
I just want a dumpster fire out of D-Rock one of these times.
We've done it many times.
Well, the smell is promising for a not so great pour.
What are you getting on the nose?
Not a whole lot.
This says young corn, cherry pie, and cookie dough.
Young corn for sure.
Yeah, 100% young corn. That's why
it smells young.
As soon as I smelled it, I was like, this has the potential to...
Rubber? A little rubbery?
Yeah. Not full-on kickball, but
no.
It's rubbery.
So you're tracking with the rubber thing.
It's just a slight rubber thing.
Did you get that? Did you hear that one?
I just ignore him. I just ignore him at this point.
Come
on. So if I had a dollar for every D-Rock dad joke, we just let it slide.
You know what's funny is when we go back and listen to old episodes that we've done, I'll hear D-Rock jokes that he made
that we
all just sailed right over. None of us even paid attention
don't even
to
care.
It.
Sad.
So much good material.
Let's do it.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. It's a bit abrasive.
It is. It's very ethanol-y.
Not a lot of age.
Mm-mm. You get a lot of you get some sweet right as soon as it hits your mouth.
Yeah.
And then it's just like burn.
D-Rock, do you have tasting notes?
I do. Vanilla bean, hint of cherries, and a pepper spice. The finish starts with vanilla cream, followed by a rush of spice at the end. A nice chest warming as the sipping continues.
They're close. I mean, that's somewhat fair. I can see the vanilla thing right up front.
Yeah.
Spicy, peppery.
Is it over or under $25?
Over.
I don't know. It's not.
I'm just going to try.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
It's not in my flavor profile wheelhouse.
Not in your flavor wheel?
Nope.
Yeah. I'm going to try.
2.5 again?
No, it's just kind of a eh.
Oh, like a one.
I don't even know if it... I don't know where... Honestly, I'm confused on this one. I don't know where it falls on the tri-scale.
Okay.
It's just kind of like, eh. It's a meh.
JD, where are you at on the tri-scale?
I only have try on my tri-scale.
Come on.
So I'm at try on my tri-scale.
So he's a solid 2.5.
What the halves? What is this, Star Search?
Like, from Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world.
What the halves? What are we doing?
Star Search.
Yeah, I don't even know where to place this one. It's just kind of whatever that means.
Wow. Okay. I'm at a try. I'm with you guys. Right up the middle.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, I'd give it a 2.5.
Okay.
I don't hate it. If you're pouring it for me at your house, I'm going to drink it.
I'm not pouring that for you if you're at my house.
Okay.
I'll pour you something else.
Okay.
Yeah, so you need different context. It's not JD's house. It's somebody else's house.
Okay.
Just... You know, putting that out there.
If we're at Mead Man's house and he pours this, I'm probably drinking it.
I'm punching him in the face is what I'm doing. He knows better.
Oh, man. All right. Not a major.
Not a major.
Out of Kentucky.
No.
The South.
Yes.
Georgia.
No.
Florida.
No.
Alabama.
No.
Mississippi.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Mississippi. Distilled there?
No.
Oh.
Well, part of it is.
The other part is Indiana?
Yes.
Okay.
So they are...
They're blending their stuff with MGP.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What's the price?
$39.99.
Mm. I'm not there.
Uh-uh. How old is it?
It's a blend of 3 barrels. The oldest is 4-year, 8-month. The youngest is 2-year, 1-month.
That's a lot of 2-year.
Actually, no.
Really?
Just a titch.
What, like, Titch? What's that increment
you have percentages of?
I do have percentages.
Then why don't you share that, Matt?
I was waiting for you to ask. 55% 4-year, 8-month, 35% 4-year, 3-month, 10% 2-year, 1-month.
Okay.
All right. Huh.
Does not taste like that. I know nothing coming out of Mississippi. This is the... Mud Dog Riverbank. Small batch.
Huckleberry Finn Family Reserve.
Okay.
Mm.
All right. I actually tried one of these, a single barrel from these folks over the weekend in Atlanta. It was better than this.
Mm-hmm.
But this is one you've seen. You see it every time you go in the store.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
Mash bill, by the way, 75, 21, 4. So it's the...
Huh,
typical standard.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We all tried it. From Jackson, Mississippi, and Cat Head Distillery.
Mm.
It's the Old Soul.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've almost bought that multiple times. Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's okay.
Beautiful bottle.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I've almost bought it multiple times, too.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
But you had, what did you say you had that you
had? I
actually
had a single barrel from a store in Atlanta.
Okay.
It was a little better.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little
more expensive, though. It was like $55.
Oh, well.
And
I think
the proof
was a little higher. Yeah. Yeah. A little older. I think it may have been 6 years.
Okay.
Average.
Well, all right. You know, Huckleberry Finn. Wait, what did you guess? What was your guess?
Huckleberry Finn Family Reserve.
It's actually not a bad name for a bourbon.
No, it's not.
For a whiskey.
Yeah.
Someone should license the Mark Twain estate.
Like a Tom Sawyer. Yeah.
Do a whole like, yeah.
Well, Mark Twain has the quintessential bourbon quote that everybody quotes. Like, how is that not on the back of a bottle?
Yeah. Haven't we had something else from Cat Head?
Most of his stories were very blue collar.
They were.
Just saying.
Maybe we should like license the Mark Twain catalog.
I don't know what bank account you're going to be drawn from to pay the estate that.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
And then you just name every release after a Mark Twain title.
I mean, marketing wise, it makes sense.
I just laid out a whole marketing plan for somebody.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway. Yeah, we've had something from Cat Head.
I couldn't find anything on their site. All I see is vodka.
I recognize that name.
I do too. Yeah. Got the Old Soul, the Bristow Gin, the Hoodoo Chicory Liqueur, the Cat Head Sparkling Seltzer, and the vodka, and the Honeysuckle Vodka, and the Bitter Orange Vodka.
Could it have been? We haven't had vodka on this show.
No.
Could it have been the gin?
I don't think so.
I don't know. But, you know, see, like, there it is again. We just stayed on the yellow line all the way down the road with D-Rock.
They weren't buys, though.
Yeah, but we're just looking for adventure here, dude.
We're looking for extremes.
Come on. I want
extremes.
The rest of this month, I'll take you on extreme journeys.
Okay.
Wait, did we just settle that it's you for the rest of the month?
No, we didn't.
Okay. <I'm just kidding. laughs> All right.
JP, bring us home. You got Choose Your Cheers. What did you bring?
Choose Your Cheers.
So for Choose Your Cheers, we got reached out to. Is that the right phrase, terminology?
Sure.
They sent us an email and they said, hey, we'd love for you guys to have our stuff on your show. They are Dexter. That's the brand name.
Not affiliated with the show.
No, not at all. This Dexter Whiskey, it is from Brain Brew Custom Whiskey. That's the name of the overarching company, I guess. Edmund Dexter was a world-famous whiskey maker. He hosted the future King Edward of England and author Charles Dickens at his home on 4th Street in Cincinnati. That's who it's named after. This is their Dexter 3-Wood. It rests in reclaimed 200-year oak.
Wow.
Maple wood and cherry wood. So thus the 3 woods. Connoisseurs love the results, awarding it a 95 rating.
Yeah.
At the Ultimate Spirits Challenge. I don't know what the Ultimate Spirits Challenge is, but...
And it was selected as one of the top 100 spirits in the world.
By the Ultimate Spirits Challenge.
By the Ultimate Spirits Challenge.
Whatever that is. So, yeah.
The color on it looks great. It's like, I don't know, like a tea color?
Yeah. And their branding is on point. That's a great looking label. They say, to create the best spirit in the world took the combined brain power of all three of our master whiskey makers, Doug, Joe, and Philip. Cheers to those guys.
What's up, fellas?
Importantly, it also took rethinking and revisiting everything we knew about woodcraft finishing. The final product contains the wisdom from each of our whiskey makers. Fun facts. I got fun facts.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
The brand name was an easy decision. The best spirit in the world deserved a branding that is equally epic. In the 1800s, Edmund Dexter was a world-famous American whiskey maker. Importantly, Edmund Dexter was an expert whiskey maker, not a distiller. He would buy special barrels from farmers and distillers. Then he'd use his expertise, like brands such as Pappy Van Winkle did, to create world-class whiskey.
Interesting.
Wow.
Their first bottling was January 2nd, 2021, and it sold out in 57 minutes.
Wow.
And it is crafted from a 36% rye straight bourbon. It's also they coined it a COVID project.
Oh.
When the world shut down and our bottling moved from whiskey to hand sanitizer, we ended up giving away over 500,000 bottles worth of hand sanitizer. We challenged ourselves to create the ultimate bourbon, and the result was Dexter. So anyway, They sent it to us. They said we'd love for you guys to try it.
It looks good.
There's nothing in your glass yet. So here we go. We'll give it a shot.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, on the nose, it reminds me of OCD.
Yes, it does.
Like molasses.
Yes.
Maple, brown sugar.
Yeah, it's got a sweet thing to it.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
That is delicious.
Yeah, that's surprising.
Yeah.
Really good.
I've got tasting notes. Bitter chocolate, orange peel, and vanilla. A palate of earthy, peppery rye combines with cherry, caramel, and cocoa gives way to a long and supple finish.
All of that. And this is 100.6 proof. Drinks a little hotter than
that.
Yeah,
it does.
Got a little tongue life.
Man, it's good. It's really balanced.
Yeah.
It's a right balance of sweet and spice. That's yummy.
What's the price on this?
It says $49.95.
Oh, yeah. That's
like,
right.
Easy. No-brainer.
Yep.
That is a great blue-collar pick.
Yes.
Dexter Threewood. Hmm.
Yeah. They sent us another one, too, called the Paddle Wheel.
Oh, okay.
But, and the difference in that one is that it's finished in oak. 200-year oak and European oak. So I guess American oak and European oak?
Hmm.
And this one's oak, maple, and sherry. So we'll try the other one at some point. But this one's great.
Delicious.
Good job,
absolutely,
guys.
This is great.
Go pick up a bottle if you find it. I don't know where they're distributed, but you can find out more about them at brainbrewwhiskey.com. Well, D-Rock?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Just no words.
That's
beautiful.
Who would have thought? An old smoky bourbon.
You're right.
Yeah.
That was very, what's the word? Not nostalgic.
It competes.
Yeah. That was a curveball. I didn't see that one coming.
See?
So that was good. Yeah. Old Soul. Yeah.
And we've all almost picked up Old Soul. So I was the one who'd do it.
All right. That's another one in the books for D-Rock.
That is.
Again. Where's the punch in the gut, man? Come on.
Okay. Buckle up.
Okay.
Next time, whatever that is.
Hey, you guys online, just kind of light D-Rock up a little bit on our socials.
Or to say, hey, you love learning about these things that you see on the shelf.
Like, give D-Rock some ideas, like for extremes.
Yeah.
We want extremes, because we're not afraid to bring the pain.
Right. To be fair, like, we brought the pain on you a lot.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised there hasn't
pickle
been...
at least twice.
There hasn't been more retaliation.
Merry Christmas. It's coming.
All right.
Now he just plays the old benevolent soul card. Yeah.
All right. Well, to our new friends at Dexter.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Brain Brew.
Brain Brew. Good job, guys. To Old Smoky.
Old Smoky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
And to
Cat's Head Distillery.
Yeah.
The Old Soul.
Old Soul.
Yep.
Cheers, guys. And to
next week
and the 12 days of Christmas
and 12 days of Christmas.
Yes. Oh man, looking forward to it.
Yes.
Yeah. So, cheers.
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 Blue Collar Bourbon is part of the Lasting Media Network of podcasts and is produced by John Fender, Jason Barrett, and Jonas Litton. QC by me, Meadman, and edited by Ben Delameter and JoJo. Our theme music was written and recorded by Joe Nasty. Special thanks to Red Dog Wine and Spirits and Cool Springs Wine and Spirits in Franklin, Tennessee, and Elixir Spirits in Spring Hill, Tennessee. To learn more about any of the whiskeys we taste, visit thebluecollarbourbon.com. If you'd like to support the show, visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/bluecollarbourbon and take advantage of the great rewards we have to offer. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts above 0.05 BAC.